The Eva Cordia is Mr. Joe Ballard, for Fáilte Roimh with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music: traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old-time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. And on this week's programme, we've got quite a few requests that I've been putting them on side so that we can sort of fit them all into the one programme. And so you'll hear some very well-known tracks, tracks that we play on a fairly regular basis, and some new tracks as well. And I'd like to welcome you to the programme, no matter what station you're listening to me on. The first of those requests, first of all, and it's for Peter in the Netherlands. And Peter sends me regular emails, and he listens to Sounds Irish and comments on the programme, as many listeners do. And he's asking me if I could find something by Sharon Shannon. Oh, that girl, she plays as though she has 10 fingers on each hand. She plays the accordion. And here she's joined by the RTE Orchestra. RTE is our national radio and television station. And she's joining them in a well-known piece called The Blackbird. Peter, for you. Thank you. Sharon Shannon and the Blackbird, a recording of a live performance at the National Concert Hall some years ago, accompanied by the RTE Light Orchestra. And I hope that, well, it didn't meet up to the usual technical high standard of recording, but you can't get that when you do a live recording. But Peter, nevertheless, I hope you enjoyed it. And yes, we will, of course, include Sharon Shannon a lot more in Sounds Irish. Requests again, and this time it's for George. George, you are listening. He says sometimes he doesn't get the chance every week to listen to Sounds Irish, but most weeks he does. George lives in Birmingham, in England, in the UK. And he says, you played some time ago last year, Joe. Well, hang on a minute, George. You played The Fields of Athenry by Johnny McAvoy. And you said that was your favourite version of the song. Of course, Johnny McAvoy is a regular contributor to Sounds Irish. And George is a big Johnny McAvoy fan. And he says, whenever he comes to the UK, I try to get to hear him. And I have heard him in London, in Birmingham. I've heard him in various parts of the UK, and I've heard him back home in Ireland. So apparently George is from Ireland when he talks about Ireland and back home. And he says, could you play Johnny's version of The Fields of Athenry? Now, I'm sure you know the story of Athenry and The Fields of, written by Pete St. John. As I said, the last time I played it, it must be the most popular of all Irish songs over the last 40 years or so. It's sung at all events, at rugby matches, soccer matches, whatever. The people get together and they sing. They always sing The Fields of Athenry. Athenry is in County Galway, a lovely little town. And it tells the story of the young man whose family were starving, and the landlords were ruling the country and people were starving, and he sneaked out at night time to steal corn from the landlord's fields. And of course he got caught, and in those days they shipped them off to Australia, and this is what happened to young Michael. Anyway, Johnny McAvoy's version of The Fields of Athenry.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they are taking you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing, there were dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebelled, they ran me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low-lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing. There were dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely harbor wall, I watched the last star falling. As the prison ship sailed out against the sky, now she'll wait and hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. Low-lying the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing. There were dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. Oh, so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
So full of feeling, as I said before, with Johnny McAvoy, I don't think he ever made a bad track. But that was the Pete St. John song, The Fields of Athenry, and I hope, George, you enjoyed that one. Now we move on to one of the lovely old Irish-American songs that I love. And I recently acquired some material from Patricia Cahill. Now, I told you about Patricia the last time we played. Yes, I did. I told you how she made her first album way back in 1957. Her first music singing teacher, first singing teacher, was a very good friend of mine who's gone to God now. But Patricia went to him for her very first singing lessons. She went into cabaret. She's done some pantomime work. Then she married and moved off to Spain, where she lives now. And this is a recording that she made some years ago, as I said, an old Irish-American song. And I want to play this for Teresa, who said, could I find a version of a song that she wasn't quite sure about, but it says, how can you buy all the stars in the sky? She said that's the only line she could remember because her grandmother used to sing it. Oh, Teresa lives in Dublin, by the way. And Teresa, she said, Joe, I'm not Irish, but I'm married to an Irishman. I do have an Irish name because my parents are Irish, right? But I lived in Scotland for quite some time before I married my husband and we came back to live in Ireland. So please, could you play How Can You Buy All the Stars in the Sky? I know the song you're looking for, Teresa. Here's Patricia Cahill's lovely version of it.
Blue Irish eyes, when you can purchase
Now, I meant to point out to you before we play the track, but I forgot, to listen out to the wonderful last note of that, the way she has that wonderful breath control and she holds the note. Patricia Cahill. By the way, it's C-A-H-I-L-L. We here in Ireland call it Cahill, but everywhere else outside of Ireland seem to call it Cahill. In America, I know, and in parts of England, they, or the UK, maybe all of the UK, they call it Cahill, but we call it Cahill. Patricia Cahill and How Can You Buy Killarney? We move now from Killarney to the River Shannon that starts way up in County Cavan and it finishes down at Limerick, right down, goes out into the sea at Limerick. The longest river in the British Isles. I was taken to task the last time I said that because somebody misunderstood what I said, but I would still stick by it. The River Shannon is the longest river in the British Isles. And here, Kevin Prendergast sings a song that, well, I've said so often on Sounds Irish that my mammy used to sing this song.
There's a pretty spot in Ireland, I always claim it my land, where the fairies and the blarney will never, never die. It's the land of the shillelagh, my heart goes back there daily, to the girl I left behind me. Where the dear old Shannon's flown and the three-leaf shamrock grows, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I greet her, for there's not a cutting sweeter where the River Shannon flows. For no letter I'll be mailing, for soon I will be sailing, and I'll place the ship that takes me to my dear old Erin's shore. Settled down forever, and I'll leave the old sod never, and I'll whisper to my sweetheart, come and take my name as Thor. Where the dear old Shannon's flown and the three-leaf shamrock grows, my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her, for there's not a cutting sweeter where the River Shannon flows.
County Wexford is situated on the southeast coast of Ireland. The east going southeast, going down as you go down the east coast past Wicklow, which is my county. The next county is Wexford. Beautiful county, some wonderful scenery and mountains, and well known for its fishing. And here, the Kinslers, that's what the family that recorded this, they're no longer recording, but they made a couple of albums some years ago. And they made an album with songs all about places in County Wexford. And why not? They were from County Wexford. And they're singing a song here all about Kilmore Quay. Kilmore Quay, well known for fishing. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll dedicate this to any Wexford person listening to Sounds Irish. No matter what part of the world you're in, this is for you.
There's a pretty spot in Ireland on a sunny side.
1950s, a young girl and her family left Belfast to go and make a name for herself in London. Her family were so keen and they were so enthusiastic about her that the whole family moved over to London and were immediately taken up by a record company and an agency, and she was an immediate hit. The girl I'm talking about is Ruby Murray. Ruby was an immediate hit, as I say. She produced her first record, and they were called records in those days because it was 78, was a song called Softly, Softly, which on release went straight in to number one. And at one stage, in the top 10 records on a particular time, Ruby Murray had 5 songs in the top 10. People just took her to their hearts. And she was packed houses wherever she played. And I had the good fortune of meeting her because I was smitten by her. I've told you all about that story, how I was infatuated and fell in love, as a teenager does, with Ruby Murray. So I won't bore you with it now. But during her career, she released an album of songs. I think it was called either Songs of Ireland or When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. And it was all the very popular songs, Irish songs, that everybody knew. I'm going to play you a track from that now. It's Ruby Murray's version of a song that we've heard lots of times on Sounds Irish. It's Ruby's version, and it's a recording of a live performance that I didn't know I had. And I was searching for something else, and I came across these here the other day. And I said, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll play this on Sounds Irish. It's Ruby Murray's version of Teddy O'Neill.
I have seen Mama Cabin. He danced his wild jigs in as neat a mud palace as ever was seen. And considering it served to keep poultry and pigs in, I'm sure it was always kept tidy and clean. But now all about seems so sad and so dreary, all sad and all silent, no piper, no reel, not even the sun through the casement shines cheery. Since I lost my darling boy, Teddy O'Neill, shall I ever forget when the big ship was ready? The moment had come when my love should depart. How I sobbed like a child. Oh, goodbye to you, Teddy, with drops on my cheek and a stone at me heart. He said, 'tis to better his fortune, his roving. But what would be gold to the joy I would feel if I saw him come back to me, honest and loving, still poor, but my own darling, Teddy
Murray, and a very young sounding Ruby Murray and Teddy O'Neill. This next piece was featured in the movie Titanic. Now, it's not the song that everybody thinks I'm going to play, which My Heart Will Go On and On. No, this is a piece that demonstrates the Illan pipes. Now, the Illan pipes are called Illan pipes because Illa is the Irish word for elbow. You don't blow these particular pipes as you do with bagpipes. These are pipes that they have a bag and it fits underneath your elbow, and you keep pumping the bag with your elbow as you play the pipes, and they have a lovely plaintive sound, gorgeous, typically Irish, of course. And this, as I say, is entitled Hymn to the Sea. It's from Titanic. And I just want to let you know, just in case, that this is one of the longest tracks we've played on Sounds Irish, but I don't want to fade it. It is so beautiful and it sounds typically Irish. And you may say to yourself also, what is this connection with Titanic and Ireland? Well, the last port that the Titanic left before its fatal journey across the Atlantic to America was Cove in County Cork, or Queenstown as it was called then, and that was the last port on which lots of Irish people boarded the Titanic at Queenstown, and lots of them perished with the passengers on that fatal day. So here is Hymn to the Sea from the movie Titanic, and listen to the haunting sound of the Illan pipes.